If we left off just time to do the next sugya, let's backtrack for a moment just to see what we're up to in terms of the next sugya. The Gemara on the bottom of Tesla Days is having a very complicated machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rava, but a very, very strange case. The guy walks into Beis Din and he says that Ploni, Ravani, Lertoni, he says that someone was Merveyadi, someone had Mishka Vavad, Mishka Zochel in me, and he says, the Eid says that he did it willingly. The Eid said he did it willingly, so the Eid just put his own foot into his mouth. He just said himself that he's possible. So Rav Yosef said, Rechinami, Taka just possible himself with Eidus, and Rav says, you can't possible with Eidus, ain't other Meis Matzah Rasha, and therefore he's still considered to be kosher, and we can even turn around and use his Eidus against the other guy. He said, Ritzoni. So we'll cut up his words and say, no, not really Ritzoni, it's really the Onsi, and get, etc. So the main thrust of the Sugya is really the Adam Karvis Alatzma part, and the Eidus Meis Matzah Rasha, and the Pagin and Dibura, and all of that, which hopefully we're going to spend a lot of time on the next couple of Shirim. But the first part is you can't even get anywhere until you make the following assumption from the sugya, that if a person really is in violation of the issue of Mishkav Zohar willingly, he really is possibly Eidus. Whether we can actually possibly this guy based on his own words or not is a different question. But Lu Yitzu, we would have two independent Eidim who would say, we saw Reuven violate Mishkav Zohar, so then it seems pretty clear that Reuven is in fact possibly Eidus. That's the question that drew our attention at the very end of the shir yesterday. Should that or should it not be so? Should that which is clearly screaming out from our sugya, should that really be true or not? So there is a machlokes between Abai and Rava, later on the third prep of the Sechah Sanhedrin. He said about Hadadash and Psukim, which all boiled down to one question: who exactly is the Rosh who's possibly Eidus? The Rav had a very, very limited vision as to who's considered to be possibly Eidus. It has to be what we call a Rosh HaDechamos. It has to be a Gazan, a bankrupt. Those kind of guys are possibly Eidus. If a guy just eats not kosher, Islam Chal Shabbos, does a virus, that doesn't necessarily disqualify him from being an Eid. He's not a Rosh HaDechamos. And Abai said, no, the two did him. Yeah, that's true. If you're a Rosh HaDechamos, for sure you're a possible. And even if you're just a plain old Rosha, a Rasha being defined as a guy who violates Chayvei Malchus, violates Chayvei Mishnah Beis Din, that's considered to be a Rasha, you're also going to be possible. So we happen to pass like Abaye. So, Halachas Kebaye, this is one of the six cases that we pass like Abaye. So we who pass like Abaye, it is obvious that a person violates Mishkav Zohar is going to be possible. Mishkav Zohar is not going to be better than eating treif. So of course he's going to be possible. So we personally don't really have a problem with this Gemara, but we can't just hide behind Abaye, because if Rava is speaking in our sugya, and according to Rava's standards in the third parak, we require Rosh HaDechamos in order to be possible. So we have one basic question, the entire sugya, we got to mark it. There's only one question that we have to ask all the Rishonim and Balaam within our Gemara: how come the guy who is violation of Reveya, the violation of Mishkav Zohar, he's possible, right? Seems pretty clear that he's possible. Why is he possible according to Rava? L'chora, he's not a Lav Rosh HaDechamos. That's the question. So according to Rava, who has this new definition of Rosh HaDechamos as being an absolute necessity, why in the world does Agamar, including Rava, say that the Raveya, the Mishkav Zochanik, is Taka Posel Eidus? That's really the shah that we ended up with yesterday, and that's really the goal of today's year. So comes Taisus on the spot, on the Tesla of Eis, in our sugya, and begins to chisel away at what Rosh HaDechamos means. Now, you have a certain image of Rosh HaDechamos. If I would tell you Rosh HaDechamos, you would think, well, we know what Hamas means. Hamas means robbery, right? So it means the very essence of the very name, Kishmam Kenu. So people who go, that's their very definition of who they are Ganovim, because they're trying, that's the first Rosh HaDechamos. At least they're Mechavim to the first Rosh HaDechamos. It says that the Umos HaOlam claimed that Klai Yisrael stole Eretz Yisrael, Klai Yisrael stole Eretz Yisrael. So those, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, he says, I created the world, and I gave Eretz Yisrael to Klai Yisrael. So the emphasis is that those who think that Klai Yisrael aren't entitled to Eretz Yisrael are Mamash Degazlonim, they're Mamash Deganovim. So Kishmom Keinu, so that's what Chamas means. It means Mamash Ganovim means Gazlonim. I would think, give me some good examples of Rosh HaDechamos. Come on, give me some good examples. Come on, I mean some real good ones. Come on. Give me a Rosh HaDechamos according to Rava. Bank robber? I know we're talking. The guy robs the stagecoach. You know, come on. We know, you know. Guys, come on. They wouldn't even know. They wouldn't even know. This, you know, Lone Ranger. You know, those kinds of things. Okay. Wow, yeah, that was like a novel. That kind of guy comes into the saloon shooting up, you know, the place. Come on, that was the rush of the chumases. So comes the Gemara and says, no, I'll give you an example of a person who happens to be possible, even according to Rava. Even according to Rava was a very, very limited scope, very, very limited version. It was possible. Comes the Gemara and says, a guy was an oichel mevelos. What's the next word? Lateovet. Tricked you. Lateovet. Comes the Gemara says later on in the third record of Sanhedrin, if a guy's in Oichel Nevelos, look, Kayavain, Kuleyam, look, please, take a look at the Gemara, right? Where's that Gemara? What time is it? Chavzayin. Comes the Gemara and says, Chavzayin, and I'll live. Numer Oichel Nevelos, look, Kayavain, Divrek Apostle. Abayim Apostle, Rav Amakosher. Abayim Apostle, Avay Rasha, Rachman Altasher, Rav Amakosher, Rosh Nechamas, Linan. Look at the Gemara. I don't understand the Gemara. The first line of the Gemara was, an oichel nevelos, muma oichel nevelos, the teyavon is the halakha equivalent of Rosh Nechamas. Why is he Rosh Nechamas? I told you Rosh Nechamas is Hamas means gneiv, Hamas means gezeiv, Hamas means taking away money. The hechitei say that a muma oichel nevelos, the teyavon is any worse. So Tosfos has to look at that Gemara and understand what the yesod of that Gemara is, and that Gemara is going to be the key to understanding why the Reveya is in fact possible. So comes Tosfos on the spot by us on Tesla Mabez. And Taisa says, take a look at the Taisa, Litzono. Litzono Rashu. V'yafagav the Rava boy Rasha de Chamas. The Perek Zebairah. Hai Kemoi Rasha de Chamasu. The person who violates Mishkav Zohar is like a Rasha de Chamas. Dum Yudachan Vesel Teyavan. Or why is that? Kevan She'oivel Hana Osoy Al Das Kono. Kemochein Haya Oysa Bishvahanas Mamanu Meid Sheker. Boom. What did Tosh just tell you? Tosh just redefined for you what Rosh Nechamas means. Again, this is all the yeshiva of Rava. I know we're spending a lot of time in Rava Shita, which we have in Antipaskin, like, we have to understand it. This is the Kash, the Rishon Lubavitcher. So we have this concept called Rosh Nechamas. So we thought that the key word here, Chamas, means it's got to be something, Derech Ganeva, Derech Gazela. Those are the only kinds of people who are possible. So Tosh takes a step back and says, it's not true. Zemin claw, you see claw from the Gemara, it's not true. Because the Gemara calls a guy who succumbs to his Yetzirah and eats a cheeseburger a Rosh of the Chamas. V'sfah Chamas, what's the Chamas there? So Taisa says, V'das Rav, go into the mind of Rav for a minute. Why is it that the Torah says that a Ganav is Posseliatus? Why is it that the guy who's a Gazlev, why is the guy who's robbing the bank, why is he Posseliatus? What do we have against him? Why is he Posseliatus? You have to have a PhD in nuclear physics to figure this one out, guys. Why do you think there's something wrong with him? Because he's a really good chance that he's going to lie in Beis Din. Why is he going to lie in Beis Din? Why do we think he's going to lie in Beis Din? A regular guy walks to Beis Din, like, Mehechetes, we think he's going to lie. What is it about this Gan of a Gaza that makes us think he's going to lie in Beis Din? Because we see that, what does he like? He likes money. And we see that not only does he like money, but he's willing to sacrifice his morals for money. That's what he's telling us. That he has such a taiva for money, such a taiva for gashmi, such a taiva for cash, that he's willing to do something such as a violation of the mitzvah of Torah, a violation of the Dvar Hashem, in order to get that money. We have to think for a minute, you know, such a person who so succumbs, he has such difficulty overcoming his Yetzirah for money, you never know. Such a person may end up, someone's going to come to him and whisper into his ears and say, listen, I'll give you $100, go testify falsely against the other guy. So what do we call that? A chashash what? It's a chashash b'shakir. That's the reason why the Torah asked, that's the reason why the Torah apostled him. It's not just that a gzeres akrosov that a Rosh Nechamas was apostle. It makes a lot of sense. It's a chashash b'shakir. The whole point of Eidus is as MS. Hinei Sheker Eid, there's a chashash that he's going to be m'shakir. So now, comes to us and says, now understand Rav Shita very, very well. Rava really makes perfect sense. I understand why if a person is an oichel nevelos l'teyavon, why is he possibly like this? Why is he possibly like this? What does an oichel nevelos l'teyavon really mean? It means he really is on our side. He really believes in Torah. He knows what he's doing is wrong. That's what teyavon means. He has yetzirah. He succumbs to his yetzirah. we see that this person has a very, very low tolerance for his Yetzer Hara. He has it. Whatever the correct term is, he is very, very prone to succumb to the temptations of the Yetzer Haraya. He believes we have Shleima, the Inalati Treif, and he learns Yerday and he knows Inalati Treif, and he got 100 on the Smicha Bechina. He knows Inalati Treif, and he still, he walks past Medados. Oh, he can't control himself, and he falls right underneath that cheeseburger. He can't wait to go to the kosher McDonald's. He can't control himself. Such a person who succumbs to his Yetzihara, he is not able to control himself. The Yetzihara of Chazir, of Nevelis, you never know. The same person may not be able to control his Yetzihara for cash either, and therefore he's likely going to be a Chashash B'Shakir. So comes Tyson and says, you see claw from the Gemara that rushed the Hamas has nothing to do with money. It's not that's not the key. Even according to Rava, money is not the world go around, according to Rava. But the real din of Rosh the Chumash is what? Is Hanah. You see, he's gonna violate things that he knows are wrong in order to benefit. That's gonna say, quote, pray to his Yetzer. That's the problem, that's what we're concerned with. Now it makes a lot of sense, says Rava. What if you have a Rasha who's an Oichel Nevelas Tahaches? What would you say about such a person? He didn't succumb to his Yetzer Hara. What do I mean by that? What does Rosh Ochon Nevelas Tahaches mean? Yeah, he's very true to his principles. His principles are just warped. He's got fakrum to principles. But at least he's true to his principles. The Kham Tyson says, in Hilchas Eidus, in the world of Rava, being true to your principles, even if fakrum to principles, that's better. You're more honest, you're less likely to obey than the person who has very, very good principles, but he can't control himself. Again, I'm not sure who's going to get a higher place in Gan Eden or who's going to anyone get it. I'm not sure. You have the guy who Beshit eats straight for the guy who's Lateyav. It could be the guy who's Lateyav is going to be less punished in the Elam MS. But in terms of Eidus, what interests us is, are you a candidate for lying or not? That's all we want to know. So when we rate you in terms of the possibility of you lying, the person with the Ochel Neves L'Haches is going to score higher than the Ochel Neves L'Teyavin. That's Tosis presentation. Once we just showed you from the Gemara itself that Rosh and the Chamas is Lav Dafka, but the real emphasis is on Hanah and Haraya, the proof positive that this is correct was the Ochel L'Teyavin, the fact that Ochel L'Teyavin is possible even according to Rava. Zeman from the, you see from here, this is the key, and this is what's going to do it in for the Mishkav Zach and Nikud. This is Taisus' presentation. Of course, Taisus, the halach and the sugya, is only as true as what Nikudah. It's only as true as their understanding that the reason why the Eichel Teyavin is possible is because of Hanah. That was the model, that was the source for Taisus to extend, to extrapolate to the Mishkav Zach. Who's the Bar Plukta of Taisus in this one? Who disagrees with Taisus' beer? Rashi, where's the Rashi? Okay. So I go back to the Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin, which the Tosfos is built on, and look at Rashi had to say about that sugya. So let's go back to the Gemara, read the Gemara twice. The Gemara and Chav Zayin and Al. First one line, about the third of the way down. Mum Rechon Neves L'Teyavin. Divrei Kol Posel. Amas is he posel. Rashi begins to scramble. Why is he posel? What is he posel for? For what? For who? For where? So look to Rashi. So Rashi, the kavan de mishum moman ka'avid, tashchicha bezol tfei midat teira, havalei kerasha dechamas apostol yedus. What did Rashi just say? Rashi said, "I'm alpha, very, very different from Tosfos." What did Rashi just bring back to life? What word really matters on the board? Chamas. Chamas means cash. Everybody say, there's one word and one word alone that chamas means. If you make a sign for it. That's what chamas means. If we think that you fall prey to cash, to the yetzer hara of money, those are the kinds of people Rava doesn't want to be made. So you can have an interesting situation. You know why Oichel Nevelas the Teyavin is possibly Eidus? Not because of the Aveira that he did per se. Not because what he did is such a terrible Aveira. Maybe it was. That's not the key. Because Haraya, and Oichel Nevelas the Hachis is at least the same Aveira, if not worse, so to speak. And he's kashal yedus according to Rava. What is it about the Eichel Neves L'Teyavin? What is the Teyavin? So I describe the Teyavin as follows. The guy
he knows Hilchos Treifus, he knows Kashrus, he's got 100 in the Bechina, he's got Tzvich already, and he walks past McDonald's and he gives a geschmack, a smell, ooh, and he falls prey. That's not the Eichel and Veilus HaTeyoven that Rashi is describing. Let me describe to the Eichel and Veilus HaTeyoven. Let me tell you what it is. The food doesn't smell all that good. It's not even cooked yet. He's walking in the store. He's in, give me a good walk up here to Moskana, he's in ShopRite, and he sees, picks up, there are two pieces of meat. One is for $1.99 and the other's for $8.99. The same meat, same animal. One's kosher and one's treif. Makes a chesed, you know what? It may be worth my while to buy the treif meat. At that moment, he's a rush into what? He's a chomish. You know why? Because he just put significance on what? He just bowed down to what sign? This is his guy. This is Nuva Deserve, the dollar sign. He's making decisions based on dollars and cents. That's bad. And if so, the same guy, he's going to be standing in line in ShopRite, very, very happy that he got a bargain on a treif meat. Someone's going to whisper to me, I guess, shh, come to court tomorrow. I'll give you $10. I'll slip you $10 to be made in the sheker. The guy says, you know, if I eat treifus to save a few dollars, I could buy a little side of Rech and Shaka for a few dollars also. It's the same guy that she tossed like. And that's the Rosh of the Chumas. That's a different Rosh of the Chumas than Rashi, than Tosfos. What's the problem with Rashi's Rosh of the Chumas? That Rosh of the Chumas is not going to carry over to Mishkav Zohar. The guy violates the Sever of Mishkav Zohar. Can we call him a Rosh of the Chumas? This is Rava speaking. Abai says he's a Rosh, even not the Chumas, throw him out of Beis Din. We don't want to hear from him. But according to Rava, the only way to throw this Rava out of Beis Din is to call him a Rosh of the Chumas. He's not a Rosh of the Chumas, or is he? So according to Tosfos, how did Tosfos define Chumas? According to Tosfos, Anoah. The guy's doing, he's sacrificing on his principles. He knows Mishkav Zohar also. He knows exactly what it is. He knows the score. He knows that it's a Tehevah. He knows it. Take control of himself. Yitzhara. People violate a lot of things in the Torah. The Yitzharas. So the person's a violation of a certain Aveira. And he's doing it. L'hanna asai. Thus is a Rosh the Chumas according to Tosfos. That's why he's possibly Yedus. Whereas according to Rashi, well, give it $1.00. I want to hear dollar. I don't want to hear about Hanno. I don't want to hear about Yitzharas. Taiv is nice. Look, cash. Give me. Show me extra money that you just made from that Aver Mishkav Zohar. So comes Rashi and says, this person is not a Rosh of the Chumas, I'm sorry. And therefore, according to Rav, he should be kosher, which is Hadi Kushla Duchta. So according to Rashi, we're right back where we started. According to Rashi, we have a problem. How could Rav be possible? Love Rosh of the Chumas. According to Tosfos' definition of Rosh of the Chumas, we got it. According to Rashi, we don't have it. Major machlok is Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand Rosh of the Chumas, all emanating from the scenario of Uchel. Tosfos said, Zetman Pandora is based on Hanoah. Rashi says, no, this is different, it's based on cash. So Rabbi Isai, where do we go from here? So maybe we have to revamp our understanding of Rosh of the Chumas and extend it a little bit in a different direction, not Derech HaTosfos.
If somebody's principles don't tell him not to eat treif, how do we know that his principles tell him not to lie?
Very good. Excellent. So Rava is also working with a certain sense that just because a person is not religious doesn't necessarily mean he's not honest. The starting point in life is, I think, that everybody's honest. So we assume that everybody's honest and they'll prove otherwise. Haraya. How do we know? What's the Raya Brewer? That they, our innate feeling is that people are really honest. You guys have no idea what this Raya is all about. You would never ever think of this Raya in a million years. But maybe Dr. Berman's also will appreciate the Raya. It goes back to before the days of Waze, before the days of GPSs. There used to be a thing called asking for directions. Remember the old days when you were lost somewhere, you had no idea where you were, you pulled over, and you rolled down your window and you screamed, hey, how do I get to da-da-da-da-da-da? You have no idea where the guy is, you wouldn't trust him with your life, you wouldn't trust him with your money, you wouldn't trust him with anything. And the guy tells you where to go, and what do? You follow exactly what he said. Mehechetese. Like, Mehechetese, he's telling you the truth. Maybe he's lying. What's the understanding? Everyone is telling the truth and to prove it otherwise. He has no reason to lie. That's the Raya Brewer. Okay. But he liked that Raya Brewer, can't they? Okay. I told you guys, they don't even understand the concept. But the concept is so foreign. Okay, everybody say, good. Back to the story. I once got lost somewhere years ago. I was driving near Amish country, and I pulled over, and I asked these two girls for directions. They wouldn't talk to me. They would not give me directions.
My mother was with me at that time. Before it was a bachas, though. Mother was in the car, and then a chaf. And I told her, she should ask them. And I gave her directions. Maybe we should remove it. That's so okay, someone's going to cut that out. Okay, right, so getting back to the story. So come a group of other Rishayim and say, no, no, no. We have to go down a little bit of a different track in terms of defining what a Rosh Nechamas is, what's the aside of Rosh Nechamas going to Rava, and why Rosh Nechamas can still help us, even in the sugya, which doesn't seem to meet the mark of quote-unquote Rosh Nechamas. This chat originates in the Chiddush Aran. I didn't put it on the Chiddush Aran, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think I put it on the Maamar Kamos. Did I? Right, because it was a long Chiddush Aran. I put it as, it happens to appear in the footnotes on the side of the, anyone saw? The Yad Ramah. Yeah, he's quoting, it is the Chiddush Aran that's being quoted. It's the idea of the Chiddush Aran, so I put it there, it was just easier for you guys to see it. But I'm going to say it over there, it emanates from the Chiddush Aran. The Sharan says, if you take a look really carefully at the sugya in the third paragraph, hopefully Mitzvah Shem down the line we'll get to, I mean, way, way down the line, maybe in June time or so. If you look really carefully at the Machlokes in Abaye and Rava, there's something that almost screams out from the sugya. The Gemara seems to say, Pashas in the Gemara is, what's really the driving force of Shitas Rava, and why is it that Abaye fundamentally disagrees? Now, yesterday we said, well, it's based on Psukim, Rosh Techamas, not Rosh Techamas, how do you break up the Pasuk? The Gemara says there's more to it than that. There's a logic behind Rav Shita, there's a logic behind Abaye Shita. It's called hierarchy of Averis. A person eats Chazir. A person eats Nevelis. Why are they fundamentally still trustworthy according to Rava? Just because they're eating chazir doesn't necessarily translate to mean that they're going to lie in Beis Din. What is it about the relationship between those two Isurim? I need Weinbach here. We have an Oichel Nevelis. This guy's doing Averis. We have a guy whose Rechayshish is made Sheker. Which is the worst Aver? Which is an Avera Chamur B'Yosef? How do you begin to measure which is the worst Avera? So the Gemara says there are two factors that go into every Avera. You have to ask yourself, are you being chayte to the Ribbono Shel Olam, or are you being chayte lebas of Adam? You can have certain averas that are what we call rala shamayim, but not rala brios. And you have other averas that are rala shamayim u rala brios. There's no such thing as only rala brios and not rala shamayim. You know why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want you to be bad to somebody else. So anytime you're doing something v'adam l'chavero, that's an automatic bad in the realm of ben adam l'mo. So don't let anybody fool you by saying, no, it's okay, I'm going to be very, very frum, I'm just a miserable person, but I'm a chavero. No, that means you're a miserable person, but I'm the makom as well. And when I was a kid, they used to do this all the time. I don't know why they did this. It was like a Shabbos afternoon, like Shabbos group thing. They would always ask us the same questions. They would portray two pictures of individuals. There was one guy, he was not religious, he wasn't Shema Shabbos, didn't eat kosher, nothing, but he was such a Baal Tzedakah, and he was such a good person, and he was so trustworthy and ethical, and everybody loved him. That's one guy. And then there's the other guy, he was always in shul, always davening, very, very machban Shabbos and Shris, but he was a cheat in business, and he was a bum, and he was a mean, he was a manuvel, he was and they would always ask us the same silly question, which of these two is better? And what's the answer? They're both miserable. We don't want either of them. We want someone who's a total shemayim, v'tev l'brias. Why they spend so much time discussing this as a child, I don't know. But the bottom line is, that's what Agamara says, that whenever you have a ra'al l'brias, you automatically ra'al l'shemayim as well. But you can have the other way around. You can have a guy who's ra'al l'shemayim, not necessarily ra'al l'brias. Eichel Nevelis is only a ra'wa. He's only a ra'al l'shemayim. He's not a bad guy. He's interpersonal skills are wonderful. He's a big tzaddik, but he's in Russia. I've seen him in the Ribbono Shel Olam. A man in the Sheker is Ra L'Shemayim Ulebrius. Comes to the Gemara and says, that's the Kudus of Machlokes in Abaye and Rava. It's not just based on Psukim, Chomas, Yechon, the Psukim are teaching us something. What Rava understood is, we're trying to determine, we're trying to make an educated guess, is this guy a candidate to lie in Beis Din or not?
So the fact that he ate treif, is that enough for a reason for us to be chayshis in the lion days? We don't know. We don't have ruach hakodesh. We don't know what's going to happen. But is that, does the halacha consider that to be enough of a chashash? The Rava says no. The Rava says just because you ate treif, so you're a ra'al shemayim. But just because you're ra'al shemayim doesn't mean you're going to be a ra'al abrius. Also, the hierarchy of aveiras is this is a much more serious aveira. Meir sheker is much, much more serious than eichel nevelus because of this factor of ra'al shemayim al abrius. And therefore, almost like a choshen al davar kal in a choshen al davar chomer. There's a lot of dafka. You're going to lie. There's no reason to believe you're going to lie. That's what's driving Rav Ashita. Which Abai responds, no. The guy's already a choshen al davar. He's already choshen to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The guy's already half out the door. He's already doesn't take the Rebbeinu Shalom seriously. There's a very good chance he's going to lie also. And that he's going to cross that bridge of going from one thing to a worse thing. So all of a sudden, the Gemara in the third paragraph of Sanhedrin takes the Machlokes Abaye and Rava out of the realm of darshaning Rosh Tchomas, not Rosh Tchomas, yeah, Rosh Tchomas, and revamps the Machlokes, repackages the Machlokes, and makes it into a Machlokes about a whole new issue, whether Hachoshud Ledover Kal, is he Choshud Ledover Chomor, a whole new Machlokes. And then the Gemara goes on a tangent and starts relating this to other shaylas in halacha that are relevant to this. It's a whole new ballgame, a whole new beer, a whole new read on the sugya. Comes to the Shiran and says, stop. Comes to the Shiran and says, once the Gemara just revamped Rava and said, the reason why Rava says it's okay, the Eichel Nevelus is all right. We can trust the Eichel Nevelus. He's not going to be made into Sheker because he's not such a bad guy because he's only a Rav Shemayim. Says the Ran, what if truly doesn't have it's only Rala Shemayim, but it is such a big B, a big, big, big one. It is so bad that it overshadows even the Aveir of Meir Sheker. Once we're measuring Aveiras one against the other, one factor that we use to measure the severity of Aveiras is Rala Shemayim, Rios, one, two, the other. But there are other factors as well. Give me some other factors. What other characteristics would you put into this? If you were trying to draw a hierarchy of mitzvahs and aveiras, what other factors would you use, say, the Chiddush Aran? What's another good way to measure whether something is an avera chamura b'yaser? The einesh is a pretty good way to measure it. Now, Rav Yisai, on the hierarchy of aveiras, which is a bigger avera, eichel nevelus or mishkav zocher? I mean, come on, this is like hands down. Eichel nevelus, big deal. Don't misquote me on that. Come on, it's a lav. What's a lav between friends? A little chaza here and there, no big deal. But Reveya, Zachmishkozach, Zachiv, Skila. Skila. You ever say Skila? I mean, seriousness. Real seriousness. So comes up to Shabbat and says, true Mishkozachar is only Rav Shemayim. It's not Rav Abrius. He doesn't do anything bad to anybody. I mean, again, if you're honest, the guy, that's something else. But two people decide to get into Vav Mishkozachar, they're not quote unquote being bad to each other, per se. But it's like a gefirlich aveira l'shamayim. So it comes around and says, an aveira chamur b'yaisa, such as mishkav zochar, or for that matter, any other chayv, krisus, mishkav beis, anything in the hierarchy of aveiras, comes around and says, the game's over, even according to Rava. So are we going to call you a rosh at the chamas? I can't really call you a rosh at the chamas. I don't even know what rosh at the chamas means, says the Ran. But I did learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says that rosh at the chamas is just a description of something. It's not really the real key is chash al davar kal, chash al davar chamas. That's the real sugya. And therefore, once you have an aver, that's a chamu, aver, chamu, b'yayser, the whole sugya in Sanhedrin, the third prayer falls by the way, said, avadi apostle yedis. Not even a question. So we have now a few different ways to try to understanding why this Roveya is possibly this according to Rava. At first glance, he's not a rush of the Chamas. So we saw Taisus redefined Chamas. Taisus said that Chamas really just means Hana, and a Ravea falls into that category. But not everyone agrees to Taisus. Rashi, for sure, defined Chamas literally. So you have to go down the Ran's route that says that when you have an Avera Chamura, you don't even need Loba'in and Chamas. Chamas is only when you have low level Averas. You have big Averas. Forget about Chamas. Even Rav agrees that Chamas doesn't play well. An Ochel Nevelus, the Hachis? Not so bad. He's not. Oh, because that's called the Rosh of the Chamas. Because he also, we see that we're nervous that he may do things in Mamanus also. Either whatever your definition of he may hold like Rashi, but that's also called Mamanus. you see that he's someone who does things for Vomitus, that's the Chashash Peshatim. Can anyone disagree with both Peshatim? Can anyone disagree with both Tanis and the Ran? You could. Who disagrees with both? Who disagrees with both Tanis and the Ran? Yad Ramah. Ramah says, you know what? The question is better than the answer. Three magic words. The words we don't want to hear in a sugi, but what are they? Enochinami. That according to Rava, the Mishkev Zochanik is what? Koshliadis. Stavis Koshliadis. The Yad Ramah is the simplest pshat. He said, I went to the sugya, I read through the sugya, he's not a Rosh Nechamas. Rashi's pshat, Rosh Nechamas is right. Taisus made up a whole new type of Rosh Nechamas. The Ran added an effect into the sugya we never heard of. No, Rosh Nechamas, Pshutukim Hashmo, dollars and cents. If he's not a guy who's shooting up a stagecoach in the West Coast, that's he's not a Rosh Nechamas. And he's talking Kosher Liedus, and therefore Mishkev Zochanik, as bad as he is, Mishkev Skila, he's Chayev Skila, but he's still Kosher Liedus. So what's the problem? I put the Gemara. What's the Ramah say? Yeah, Ramah says, it was Rav Yosef held that way. I, Rav, agree. Yeah, Rav is just saying, according to you, Rav Yosef, you hold like a Rabbi. You, my colleagues, my Rabbi and my colleagues who are of that opinion, which I personally don't accept, says Rav. You and my colleagues who accept even Rosh Halav the Chumas. So for you, let's discuss the Sugya. I mean, it doesn't mean the Gemara is wasting its time because we happen not to pass like Rav on this one. We pass like Abai anyway. So good, says the Ramah. So for us, the sugya is labor because it's a juicy sugya. But for Rav, in Rav's yeshiva, they didn't talk about this topic because he's kosher liyedus. Mishkev Zochanik is not a kosher liyedus. Wow. So according to the Ramah, the answer is, you know, Chinami, Roveya is kosher liyedus. But they say, with this background, three different approaches in the Rishonim. We have to now go to another Gemara, also in the third parak, and understand this other Gemara in light of everything we just said. It's a very strange Gemara. Gemara appears on Daf Chavav on the Beis, on Sechas Sanhedrin. Should I put it on the Maram Kavis? Okay. Amr of Nachman, now 15 lines up at the bottom. So Amr of Nachman, Hachoshel al Arayis Koshel Yedus. That guy is Choshel al Arayis, he's still Koshel Yedus. Amr of Sheishis, what are you talking about? Oni Marei, answer me. I boy him Bekasle Bekoshel, the guy's getting Malkus, and he's Koshel Yedus, I can't be. My mission in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a one-liner in the middle of Sechus of Hedrachis, of Nachman of Sheishis, where the Choshel arises, Kosher Apostle Yedus. Rav Nachman said, Kosher of Sheishis, what are you talking about, his Apostle? Because he's getting Malchus. Ad Kan Devi Agamar. Where did this Gemara come from? What's this Gemara talking about? Are we in Abayi's Yeshiva, in Rav's Yeshiva? Oh, is this a Chumas? We don't know where we're coming and going from this Sugya. So comes Tosfos and tells you, I'll tell you what the Gemara is not talking about. Says Tosfos. It is not talking about a guy who has been verified for certain that he's being Megala Arayis. That is not the topic of the sugya. We are not talking about a guy who was caught red-handed being Megala Arayis. There's no way that's the sugya. You know why, says Tosfos? Why is that not even the beginning of a sugya? Because no one in their right mind would have ever said such a person is kosher liyedus. You know why? Ein lecha rasha dewa chamas gadol mizeh. This is Tosfos speaking, right? Again, what was Tosfos' definition of rasha to chamas? What was the key word? Oh no, a guy who violates his morals because of pleasure, thus is a Rosh of the Chamas. Doesn't matter whether he robs a bank, whether he's Mishkev Zohar, whether he's Megal Nishas Ish. He does Averis L'Tavasai, L'Tavas Atzma, L'Hana Asai. Thus is a Rosh of the Chamas. There's nobody on this planet, no one under the sun who's going to make such a statement that he's Kosher Liedus. Therefore, of Nachman wouldn't have never said something so silly that he's Kosher Liedus. Tosfos says it's impossible to learn the Gemara any other way. And therefore Tosfos has to start scrambling and thinking, Gevalt Geshrigin, what did Rav Nachman mean? What was he talking about? What's he talking about? What's the answer, says Tosfos? What does Tosfos say? Well, Tosfos, look at the Gemara a little bit more carefully. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say a ball of erva. What does it say? Choshel Arayis. It's a different ball game. What is a Choshel Arayis? We don't really know that he violated Gid Arayis. He's doing things that are not appropriate. He's being miyached. Maybe he's watching things he shouldn't be watching. Maybe he's going to places he shouldn't be going. Maybe he's doing things that sometimes conjure up images of a guy possibly being mezameh. We can't say for certain. So Rav Nachman sticked out. He's kosher. He's still kosher. Lu Yitzuyu, we would know for a fact it's Begal Arayas, then it's a done deal. Then the Choladeh is possible, says Taisus. Rav Nachman was talking about a much more toned down Choshel Arayas. What's the problem, though, according to Taisus Pshat in the Gemara? What's the problem? Taisus is guilty of overkill. He's so kosher that what? We don't say Rav Sheshes. So what did Rav Sheshes respond? Rav Sheshes said, Ani Mari, my master, answer me. Avoy Mikasme, the kosher. He's getting 40 lashes and he's kosher. He hates us. What's the kasha? If Tosis Pshat is right, that the guy is not really so bad, he's just kind of doing things a little bit inappropriate, but he's not really doing regular rice mamish, we haven't caught him red-handed. So then what are you giving him malchus for? We are buying kasha. You give the guy malchus for being kosher l'rayis? So what does Tosis say? What does Tosis say? Tosis, yup, you do. I ain't the end of Masechus Kedushin. If a guy's over Yichud, Rabbi Sai, it's not a good aveira to be over. It's maybe a derais, maybe a derabana, depending how you do it, when you do it. It's not Chayav Malchus deraisa. We don't really know that you were Mazana. You probably weren't Mazana. Benayin, you probably weren't Mazana. The Gemara says you give Malchus that also. Malchus will tell you Shmua. A guy does things that are too close for comfort. You can get Malchus Dilbam. Malchus Mardus. Says Taisus, when Rav Sheshes jumped in Rav Nachman and said, Aboy Mikas, we didn't mean Malchus deraisa. I mean Malchus deraisa. We don't even know that he did anything wrong. But Malchus Mardus we could still give. Malchus Lokan Allah Tevah Shmua. Just for doing inappropriate things. That's also a problem. So Baruch Hashem, Taisus took the sting out of the Gemara in Masechus Nedarim. We were very nervous with this Gemara because this Gemara seems to fly in the face of everything Taisus told us about the redefinition of Rosh Nechomus being Hanah. But Baruch Hashem, Taisus calmed us down a little bit. However, notwithstanding Shitas Taisus, this is not the only way to go into Sugya. Let's not forget, Taisus got all tzehitz with this Gemara, the Shitasa was tzehitz the Shitasa. What was the Shitasim? Because Taisus told us back in the test that what? That Rosh Nechomus doesn't mean dollars and cents, it means Hanah. Therefore, Taisus couldn't conceive in their wildest dreams that anybody should have said that a Megala Reis Mamish is Kosher Liedus. They couldn't have conceived such a thing. Which great Rishon could have conceived such a thing and did conceive such a thing and actually said such a thing? Great Rishon would say, yeah, it could be that Megala Reis is not Kosher Liedus. Because he's not a Rosh Nechomus. Can say. Could be. Who's that? Which great Risha would say that? Rashi would say that. Because we know what Rashi is. We remember Rashi. According to Rashi, the name of the game is the dollar sign. The name of the game is Monopoly. That's all that matters. If you're making money, then you're Posliatus. If you're poor, you're not making anything, then you're Kushliatus. According to Rashi, you're violating your standards, your morals for cash. That's what does you win. You violate for other reasons. You have other weaknesses. That doesn't exist. Go to Musa Seder, go read Mesos Hashar. We're not going to pass even based in because you can't hold up you can't control Yetzaris. It's not a Chashash B'Shachar. So according to Rashi, it's Nitan Lehe Omer. It is possible. Somebody could make a case to say that a guy was caught Mamish being Megal Arayas, literally, Pshutik and Mashkoa being Megal Arayas. It's possible that such a person is still Kosher Liedus. It's possible. The Ramah even said it. The Rad Ashsugya basically said it. So Rashi could hold that way. Not only could Rashi hold that way, Rashi does hold that way. Because what does Rashi stick into Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman makes this grandiose statement that says, Chosh l'rayis, kosh l'yedis. So what does Rashi say on the spot? Rashi starts telling you a story. Rashi tells you, who's Rav Nachman? Who's he home like? What does Rashi say? Who's sort of Rashi? On Chavav Mabez. Look, Rashi, you know why he's kosher liedus? The bein in Rosh the chamos, ki dechsi v'tashas u'gay meir chamos. He quotes Rava. Rav Nachman happened to be Rava's Rebbe, so it makes a lot of sense. Rashi is learning Chavav on Rebbe through the eyes of Chav Zayin Amin Aleph. Rashi says the only way it's Chavav, well, they're going to put it backwards. It should be Chav Zayin Amin Aleph first. Then we would have understood Chavav on Rebbe's yet. But Rashi learned the head, so he knew. Rashi didn't stick on Chavav on Rebbe's too long. He already knew, oh, there's a Gemara coming around the bend that's going to tell us about Rosh the chamos. That must be the background for Rav Nachman's statement. From the fact that Rashi said that, it is clear as day that Rashi is learning that Rav Nachman was not just talking about a choshen, he was talking about a who? A real Megala Reis. The real Megala Reis. We caught him with two Eidim Mamash Meir Mizana. And he still kosher Liedus, according to Rav. Again, we don't pass it because we don't be passed like Abaye. But he's identical to the guy who's eating Nevelis. He is an Eichel Nevelis. What's the difference between a Megala Reis and an Eichel Nevelis?
Everyone quote what I just said? Not true what I just said. It's a trick. Ochel Havelos the oven really is possible according to Rashi. Why? Because there's a what? Because there is money, there is cash. What I really meant to say was, my mistake, I quoted as I was saying it, but I want to see whether anyone else caught it. What's the difference between the Megala Arayas and the Ochel Havelos Le? Achas, that's right. That's what I really should have said. Okay? So again, so we have now a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Chavav, with the Tosis by us, as to what Rav Nachman was talking about. Tosis could not conceive that Rav Nachman could have ever, nobody under the sun could have been Machshir a Megala Arayas Mamish, because by definition, Megala Arayas is always a Rosh Hashanah. But Rashi had no qualm saying that. But according to Rashi, what's funny in the Gemara? Just what's funny in the Gemara according to Rashi, just textually? What's it called Machashir? Why don't you just call what he is? Call spade a spade. He's Megala Arayas. What do you mean? He's in some mud lashon. It's a very weak lashon. Chashon l'arayas. Anyone notice according to Rashi? Why? No, no. According to Rashi, just what's the pshat in the Gemara? Rav Nachman says chashon l'arayas. According to this, Rav Nachman was very careful in his choice of words. Chashon la'afuki a real Megala Arayas. According to Rashi, why dafka lashon chashon? So I think the answer is for the next line of the Gemara. Rav Sheshes. Rashi learns something interesting in Rav Sheshes. When Rav Sheshes turns around to Rav Nachman, what does Rav Sheshes say? Rav Sheshes says, no, he's Chai Malkus. How can you say he's kosher? So Tosis had to scramble to figure out why is he Chai Malkus. What did Tosis have to say? Oh, he's not really Chai Malkus because we're not talking about a real Megala Arayas. He's Chai the Malkus of what? Of Kedushin. He's Chai the Malkus of Allah Tov HaShemua. He's Chai for doing the inappropriate things, Malkus. Not the real Mekoy Malkus. Rashi, I've said, Tosis had to scramble to figure out that line of the Gemara. If I was Rashi, I don't have to scramble. According to Rashi, how could you read the Gemara Kipshuto? Rav Nachman says, a Megala Arayas is kosher because you have to be a Rosh Hashanah. When Rav Sheshes disagreed and screamed at Rav Nachman, said, what are you talking about? He's Chaim Malkus. What's the simple pshat of Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes says, what are you talking about? He's Chaim Malkus. How could he be kosher l'yedus? What do you think Rav Sheshes is saying? He's saying what?
He's a real mezana.
He's a real mezana, therefore, more than Malkus. What? You were sitting in the base medrash. I.e., who is Rav Sheshes quoting? Rav Sheshes is quoting Abaye. The machlekes of Nachman Rav Sheshes is the exact same machlekes as Abaye and Rava. According to Rashi, that's how you read the Gemara. No, what happened? Rav Nachman gets up and says, a Megala Arayas, a real true Megala Arayas is kosher l'yedus. What is Rav Nachman really saying? Give me one name of a person who he's really quoting, in effect. Rava. Right? That's what he's saying. Rava. And Rav Sheshes says, no, but you're Chaim Malkus. How could you be kosher? Rav Nachman didn't know he's Chaim Malkus. So what was Rav Sheshes saying? You're a what? Therefore, you're by definition a Rasha. Who is he quoting? He's quoting Abaye. Right? So if I was writing a Peirush in the Gemara, I would have said like this. Rav Nachman says, you're kosher, because you need Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Sheshes says, you're apostle, because you don't need Rosh Hashanah. You're Chai Malkus, you're a Rosh, Binakos a Rosh. So you're apostle the Yehidus. That's what I would have said. And what's the Malkus in the Sugya? What's Rav Sheshes' Malkus? The real Malkus. The D'araisa think of Malkus, right? If that's the Nekudas of Machlokes, so all Rav Sheshes had to say was, Yechai of Malkus Abayim, what do you mean Yekosha Liedus? That doesn't make any sense. We hold that Abayim, not like a Rava. That's what I would have said, Pshat Gemara. What did Rashi not do? Who saw the Rashi carefully? Pidas Rav Sheshes. No, who's got a Gemara? Who's with us? Nobody got Gemaras anymore. What does Rashi do? Rashi all of a sudden quotes the Gemara in Kedushin about Malkin Lo Tov HaShemua. For what? What did Rashi need that Gemara for? Why did Rashi have to go run to the end of Kedushin to pay and say, oh, you know why you're getting Malkus? Because you're doing not nice things. You're doing inappropriate things. You're doing not nice things. You're a Megala Arayas. That's why you're getting Malkus. Why did Rashi have to run to Kedushin? What's the answer? Rashi learned that the Machloikis of Nachman Rav Sheshes was in both cases. They were arguing about a real Megala Arayas and they were arguing about a Choshelol Arayas. Rav Nachman was Machshav and Rav Sheshes passed both. Rav Nachman passed both. Rav Nachman was machshir both. Rav Nachman says, if you're a choshed
and even if you're worse than a kosher, even if you're a vada begal arayas, you're still kosher because I hold like Rava. Rav Sheisha says, forget it. If you're a real begal arayas, for sure you're posel. That's a bayi. And even if you're not a real begal arayas, if you're just a kosher arayas, you're also posel because there is malchus. What's the malchus? A derabbanan think of malchus. Malchus tova shmua. So the Pashas HaDvarim is according to Rashi, the reason why the Gemara almost misled us by saying Chashal Arayas was not because Rav Nachman was only talking about Chashal Arayas, was to teach me that Rav Sheshes was what? Was also talking about Chashal Arayas. Just teaching the Gemara, just the style of the Gemara. That Rav Nachman was saying he's always kosher because he's not a Rosh Nechamas, and Rav Sheshes saying he's always possible because he's getting Malchus. Either Malchus Derayas or Malchus Derabbanan. So according to Rashi, the Gemara threw in Chashal Arayas not to teach me anything about Rav Nachman. According to Tosfos, Chashal Arayas was critical for Rav Nachman because if you're more than Chashad, then you take a posel according to Rav Nachman. According to Rashi, who says that even if you're Vada, you're still Chashad according to Rav Nachman, the word Chashal Arayas was not really Rav Nachman speaking. It was really necessary just to introduce the Sugya because the Machloikis of Nachman Shesh is in both cases. So everybody say, getting back to the story again, let's just leaving out that little last Nakuda, those who may have missed that point in the Gemara, it would be helpful if people had members in Shia that may be able to help us once in a while. Okay? But just as an aside. But getting back to our story. So everybody say, Tosfos had to come up with this razzle-dazzle pshat that Chashal Arayas is not a real Megal Arayas because they couldn't believe it's a real Arayas. But she tells them that Rosh Nechamas means a Baal Hanoah. Yeah, I didn't even wait for a long time. I didn't say Chedush Aran's Kedush Aran's Kedush Aran's Kedush. There's a possibility to be Rosh Nechamas, but not necessarily. Maybe he holds like the Ramah. Rashi probably does hold like the Ramah. So everybody say, so we have two possibilities in the Gemara. Again, so we have this Gemara floating around on Daf Chavav, and we're focusing more on Rav Nachman right now. Rav Nachman made that very, very, very strange, very cryptic hint that Chashal Arayas, Chashal is Kosher. So Taisa said, Dafka Chashal. Rashi says it's based on even Vadai Megal Arayas because it's not a Lav Rosh HaDechamas. But now Tosfos takes a step back. Tosfos, Mamash wants to have that cake and eat it. Tosfos, you know, we were a little bit too medayic. We read the Gemara too carefully. Chashad doesn't really mean Chashad. Chashad means he's a Megal Arayas. Tosfos says he is a Megal Arayas. There's no question about it. Tosfos pshat number two. And Tosfos says he's a Mamash Megal Arayas, and Rav Nachman still thinks he's Kosher. How could that be? How in the world could that be? How could it be that he's a Megal Arayas? How could that be? Don't tell me Bubba Maitz is not a Rosh Nechamas, because we know what Tosfos thinks about Rosh Nechamas. Any Hanoah is Rosh Nechamas. He has to be kosher for some tangential reason. There's got to be some other factor in there that's going to be Machshis. Mamash Megal Arayas, we caught him red-handed to aid him. We know he's Megal Arayas. He's a Rosh Nechamas, and he's still kosher Leidus. How are you talking? How could it be? Tosfos says something which is beyond startling. What does Tosfos say? He's honest Rachman of Patre. He can't control. He's not in his control. Now, we usually think of honest as being someone's holding a gun to your head. If someone's beating you up, someone's holding it, and even then, there's the heart of a yafa. You know, that's our image of honest. So, Tosfos, I'm afraid to say it, but Tosfos said it's like it's different than Tosfos. Tosfos says, a possibility. Inami, Hasim Kosher, Mishum the Yitzra Tokfo Kolkach, the Choshev Ka'anus. He's honest, Api Yitzra, his Yitzhar, he can't control his Yitzhar. Can't control his Yitzhar, and therefore we're not going to pass him the Eidus. His mom is like an Einus. Kilchola Ambishkar is like an Einus, a Shegi. A Shegi, really. Shegi is an Anus. That's why it's Kosher Leidus. But he's a real live Megal Arayas. Not like Tosfos then the first pshat, he's only a choshed. No, he's not choshed. He's a real Vade Megali Arayas. But the reason why he's kosher liyedus says Tosfos is not because he's lav rosh nechomus, that can be, but because he's dinuka anus. So now Tosfos has to walk a tightrope. What does Tosfos say? Now they're guilty of overkill. This pshat, this inami is just striking. But Tosfos takes every inami, every teretz, every possibility, and he's got to work through, he's got to meet up, make it through all the gemaras. Once Tosfos just got finished saying that such a svar exists in the realm of Gilead Arayas, that such a zah, Yitro Taikfa, that he can't control himself, which gemara now needs more ring? Agamar. What does Agamar say? Agamar says, Ploni Ravol or Tsainai is the Pasal Yedus. Okay, according to Rav, he's not Neman Adam Kar, it's a lot about Hachadadjah, but he's fundamentally Pasal Yedus. If Yosef got Pasal Yedus, what's the Pasal Yedus? Yitro Taikfa? The same guy who got offered a freebie and Nav Chavav because of Yitzhak Taikfo, the same guy in Nav Test, he's also tied Yitzhak Taikfo. He also walks around with a sign and says Yitzhak Taikfi. What's the difference? Once you accept this Svar, which again, far be it from me to disagree with Taisus, but it's mind boggling, the Svar of Yitzhak Taikfo to be Mashiach Eliyahu based on that. But Taisus is Gazalt. I have Musa Chom, Taisus said it, Taisus said it. I don't understand it. I'm not going to say it over. Musa said it, but Taisus said it. So if Tosfos said it already, Daf Chavav, why can't he say it Daf Tes? And to say it Daf Tes is going to undermine the whole sugya. Don't forget, why are we talking about this topic in the first place? Because Agamara says that a Ravei is Pasul Yedus. So why do you say, no, he's not Pasul Yedus, because Yitzhak Taikfai. So Tosfos says something else remarkable. What does Tosfos say? There are dargas of Yetzirah. That's why he's a state in Tosfos. The Yetzirah and Daf Chavav, for a person to be a Gal Arayas, regular Arayas, Zish, man and a woman, that kind, that parish of Gilead Arayas, Taka the Yitzhar is very, very strong. It's not very hard. It's a Taikvai. And we're going to give the guy a freebie and say, you know what? We're not going to give you Shlishi. We're not going to give you Maftiyaina. But we're not going to possibly aid this either because we understand where you're coming from. I mean, in a very, very, you know, heavy hearted, we're going to say, we understand that you're a little bit out of your control and therefore we're going to accept you as an aid in Beis Din. But in Daf Tes, says Taisvis, what's the great Yetzirah here? You know, we sometimes, it's hard for us to read this Tosfos because in Tavshin Ayin Vav, people get nervous when they read this Tosfos. But they knew. Until fairly recent in the history of mankind, the Tosfos was very, very easily understood. There are Yetzirahs, and there are Yetzirahs. Yetzirah for Revia, for Mishkav Zohar, is a different kind of Yetzirah. And you can't say Al Zeh Yitzhak Taikvay, Zosh Tein Tosfos, in this Terence. That's how Taisa is walking the tightrope. Again, it's that Gavald Gechidish that Taisa said, Yitzhak Taikfa is a svar to be Mashiach Gal Eidus and Gilead Arayas. And then Taisa pulls back and says, you can't say it over here. And then Taisa says, the remarkable of the remarkable. You know what Taisa says? Back to the old Taisa, I'm not making this up. But Taisa said, Inami has some kosher, which needs to take from Tach, kosher God is our via in it to take kokach. Inami says Taisa, Hoch Inami, it's a take for you. Says Taisus, no. If we really believe in Yitzhak Taikfai Daf Chavav, we can believe in Yitzhak Taikfai and Daf Tes also. And therefore, we're going to be led to the conclusion that the guy was violating Mishkav Zohar, he's doing it in front of Adam, he knows what he's doing is wrong. We're going to call him an onus. Onus, we're going to say it's Koshali Eidus. You can't do that because then you're flying in the face of our Gemara. Taisus said, guess what? Listen to this one. You thought Taisus was original till now? Says Taisus, listen to this. A guy who violates Mishkav Zohar is kosher liyedus. Kosher liyedus. Huh? Kosher liyedus. But the Gemara says it's possibly liyedus. What's the Ramat? I've never heard of that pshat. He's 100% kosher liyedus. The Gemara says he's 100% possibly liyedus. Said Taisus, the Gemara never said it. Gemara never said he's possibly liyedus. What did the Gemara say? Read the Gemara carefully. What did the Gemara say? He's possibly liyedus on what? He's possible to be made in these kinds of cases of what? Mishkav Zohar cases. What if he wants to be made on a Chil Shabbos case? No problem. We'll accept his testimony. We have no qualms about that. There's a new halacha, says Taisus. A different halacha. Not the obsoletus. There's a separate halacha that even a guy who's kosher liyedus in Kol Tarkula, if there's a particular area of halacha that he's not careful about, he can't testify where? In that area of halacha. This has nothing to do with Eidus and Beis, nothing to do with Hilchos Posel, nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Like, there's a Mishnah, a Mishnah, a whole different sugya of the Gamrei. If you're choshered in a particular area, We don't accept what you have to say in that area. Anything you say that's relevant to this, we throw you right out. We don't. You open your mouth and something that you yourself are not careful about, we can't trust you. But you're not posel yedus, because for the hilchos the two tirim, there's one din of a psul yedus, there's another din of choshen reisidover. To be posel yedus, so there are certain criteria. It has to be b'meizid, it has to be without onus. If Tosa is willing to tell you that psychologically we're going to call you enough and honest to be machshir liyedos, zol zayin yikosh liyedos. Ayah Gemara says apostle. The Gemara never said it, says Tosa. All the Gemara said was is that you can't be made on a mishkav zochadika case. Good, that I accept. But chil shabbos ritzicha geneva other cases are perfectly acceptable. Whoa, that's quite a terrence. So within this mahalach of Tosa, this new mahalach of Tosa, that the only way to explain why a choshen is kosher is not to say the choshen is dafka choshen. To say the choshen is the real makoi, and Tais had to introduce this klal called anus, then Tais has a further breakdown. Does anus apply only by kili arayas of dafka chavav? It applies to, we'll call it just eshazish, is the opposite. Or maybe it applies even by mishkav zochen. Maybe. And you have to revamp Agamar. So you have, I don't know, you had a lot of possibilities. You have five different possibilities. How to read Agamar, how to read the Gemara, the Chavav. This is one major machlokes, three Gemara, all related to one another. You have Agamar that talks about Mishkav Zochnik being posel yedus. You have a Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin that speaks about Rava being machsher, eating treifas. You have a Gemara on Daf Chavav that has machlokes of Nachman of Sheish about Megala Harayas. And we're trying to make sense of all these Gemaras. So we have five different Mahalchim in the Rishonim. No, it's very simple. Five Mahalchim in the Rishonim. How to make any sense of what's going on here? So the simplest pshat is what Tosfos comes straight forward and says that even within the world of Rava, Rosh Hashanah is a disaster. The definition of Rosh Hashanah is anything done for Hanah. Therefore, all Megala Arayos are automatically possible. Whether it's Eish Hazish, whether it's Mishkav Zacha, whether it's eating treifas, any time you're succumbing to your Hanah for anything, you are a candidate for being a Cheshash Meshacha, you're possibly Eidus. That's the simplest pshat. Any Gemara that flies in that face has to be revamped. That Gemara of Nachman has to be revamped. Choshen was loved after Gilei Arayos. It was a different, that was a technical, very, 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 very low level kind of Megala Arayos, not the real McCoy. That's where Nachman was free to say what he said. But in the level of the Araisa, says Taisa, the simplest pshat in the whole Sugyas, all the Sugyas, says Taisa, tu bist a Rosh Hashanah, you're a Rosh Hashanah because you're succumbing to your Hanah. That's Taisa's beer in the Sugyas. That's beer number one. Beer number two in the Sugyas is Rashi. Rashi l'shitasai, because Rashi said Rosh Hashanah is not Hanah. Rosh Hashanah is cash, is money. That's the only thing that creates a Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it is nitan l'he'amer, it is very possible to say that Megali Arayos mamish or kosher liyedus. And I believe Rashi holds that way, like the Yad Ramah in Arasugya, that Agamar was shalokah halach, I mean, it really is halach, but Agamar was shalokah rava. And the Gemara about Rav Nachman was Taka Rav Nachman literally. And the reason why Rav Sheshi didn't like Rav Nachman was Dach because we don't accept Rava. That's Rashi's beer in the Sugya. Again, so Rashi and Tosfos is how to learn the Sugya is all revolving around what is the driving force behind Rosh Hashanah. Is it cash or is it Hanah? Pleasure or money? That's the issue. Then you have other possibilities within the worldview of Tosfos, within the Sheet of Tosfos, that Rosh Hashanah is based on Hanah, and therefore Megala Arayos should have been included, but we have this Gemara that sticks out. Rav Nachman saying he's kosher, and Tosfos doesn't want to say anymore that kosher means only kosher. This thing Rav Nachman meant that really, truly, even a real Megala Arayos is kosher. So Tosfos that introduced a new factor into the sugya, third factor, called onus. Onus called patre, that solves everything. Within that fact of onus that Tosfos is now introduced, in order to save Rav Nachman, kipshuto, not to fall back on just calling it a chashid, but Tosfos wanted to have the cake and eat it. They wanted Rosh Hashanah to be their definition of Rosh Hashanah, not Rashi's, and they wanted Rav Nachman to include even real Megala Arayos. They were forced to introduce a new concept called onus. Now Tosfos is not sure just how far this onus goes. Because if you take onus to the logical conclusion, then you run back into a brick wall in our sugya. Because in our sugya, the Gemara apostled the Reveh, the Mishkav Zacha person. So Tosfos is one possibility. Well, onus, kind of, depends. But Gilei Arayos of Eish Hazish, maybe you can tie to onus. The Mishkav Zacha, come on, that's not really onus. And then Tosfos says, the fourth possibility, no. Onus really, really carries the day. And the guy, believe it or not, the guy is kosher. According to Rav Nachman, and according to Ravit, the guy is mamish kosher. He's kosher liyedus. Because he's an onus, even on Daftes, he's an onus. The Gemara says possible. The Gemara didn't mean possible in this. The Gemara meant in this localized area of Ishka Zachar, he's not so trustworthy. Kashla Dover in Don Velov Eden. Four different possibilities in the Sugya. Very simple, right? Everyone saw this Gemara is coming, right? It was obvious, right? We just connected the dots. It's a simple Sugya. Just connected the dots. At the end of the day, we have this burning issue. What is a Rosh Nechamas? What's not a Rosh Nechamas? It's a burning issue according to Rav. According to Bai, it's a totally not relevant issue. We have the pass like Bai, but you can't just ignore Rav. Bai is the Bai of Rav. Even the things that we don't pass like Rav, you got to give Rav a time. We give a Bai time and we don't pass like him. You got to give Rav equal time, we don't pass like him. So you have to understand what Rav is all about. Yeah.
The second answer tells us with the honest, is that now redefining what Rosh Nechamas is?
No, you say, no, he's a Rosh Nechamas. This guy's a Rosh Nechamas, he's an honest. Louis robbed the bank because he has such an unbelievable he can't control himself. He's what do you call it? Kleptomaniac. So you can't control
himself.
It's the same according to Tosfos, Begala Raya and robbing a bank are the same Rosh Nechamas.
Isn't he honest because it's all Lahana and that's why he just can't hold himself back? Isn't that the same thing?
So again, so that's what Tosfos is saying. Otherwise, they live a safe. Otherwise, no one's ever posted the Ada, so they're daggers.
It's redefining a Rosh Nechamas that it's kind of in between.
I think he's just saying that Gilead Raya is a type of Yetzirah that's so all encompassing that for that we're willing to call him honest a little bit.
From the continuation of Nachman, he says that he would be agreed by Ada Isha.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Different
okay, maybe. So everybody say. So we finished the two Gemaras in Sanhedrin, but there are other Gemaras that this branches out to. And one of them being the Sugim and Seches Yevamos. You want a chance to read the Gemaras and Yevamos a little bit? The end of the second parak? So let's get out of Gila Reis. Too much of this Gila Reis for now. Let's get to something a little, a little calmer with Sicha. Okay, we have to, another finger. So the Mishnah and Yevamos, the end of the second parak, it's got a very, very strange case. We have a woman, a married woman, and we haven't seen the husband in a while. We think he may be missing, but we have to prove it. So we have a gewaltige din that appears in the end of Maseches Yevamos. You don't even need two edim. One edim is good enough. How that works, there's what to talk about that. Is there ice? Is there a button? Is there afkin or rabbi? The sky's the limit. Not for now. As to how that works, if edim say edim isha, edim say edach lahati isha zish, but lemais, that's the din. To say mitzabal edach is neman. A guy walks to the beis din. Doesn't do too much. He walks to Beis Din and says, I can tell you, Beis Din, I'm giving Eidus with absolute certainty that Reuven is dead. You know why I know that Reuven is dead? Because I killed him. Keep me more sure than that. Harakti, I killed him. So the Mishnah says, this guy, the Shimon, just walked to Beis Din and said he killed Reuven. For Yisas Ishtai. Now he comes to us next week and he says, I'd like to marry this woman. I say, I don't think it's such a good shidduch. Not such a good idea. It looks a little bit fishy. Maybe he's saying they killed him and not really true. Too risky. What's the implication of the Mishnah? She can't marry him, but she can get married. We just accepted his Avis. The hair is such a mice. A guy walks to the bed and says, I shot Reuven. Great. Thank you so much for coming and joining us and giving us this Avis. Baruch Hashem, Ramat, this Tagun. So the Gemara says, what? He's our Rasha, he's Apostle Eidus, he's got a hole to do. At the end of the day, who ends up salvaging this Eidus? Who remembers? Who saw the Gemara? What's going to ultimately salvage that Eidus is Rav on Daf Testament Beis in Sanhedrin. We're going to say, pull a little, what are we going to pull off here? A what? Ashtikl Pagin and Dibur over here. And we'll say, oh, you said you killed him? No, you didn't really say you killed him. We can't trust you in that. You said he's dead. You said somebody else killed him. You didn't say you killed him? Pagina Dibur, we're going to be fine. And Rav Yossi can say, well, we don't say it. And Pagina Dibur takes on a whole life. And those who learn the second parak of Yevamos have to now learn the first parak of Sanhedrin to know all the different parts of Pagina Dibur. One thing is clear. What is clear from that Gemara? That if not for that grandiose creative solution of Pagina Dibur, we would have had to say that this woman cannot get remarried, right? Because the person who's giving the Eidus is a what? Is a Rasha. It's possibly Eidus. I mean, there's no question that's what emanates from that sugya. So come to Rishayim at the spot in Yevamos. And say, wait a second, the whole stuff? Why is he possibly Yedis? What's so terrible? He's a Ratzeach. Why is he possibly Yedis? Catch this formulation of a question. He's not a what? He's not a what? He's not a Rosh Nechamas. He's not a Rosh Nechamas. He's not a Rosh Nechamas. I'll tell you a secret. It sounds like a really good kasha. He's not a Rosh Nechamas according to whose standards of Chamas? I'm not sure it's a Rosh Nechamas according to anybody's standards of Chamas. Because after all, there's no cash per se here. Is there hana'a per se here? No, I mean, I'm not a criminologist, but sometimes people kill for hana'a, sometimes not. So it's very hard to automatically label this guy as a Rosh Nechamas. And the T is he's probably not a Rosh Nechamas. If he's not a Rosh Nechamas, then why did the Gemara assume that he's possibly aging so fast? So he violated, please don't misquote me on this one. So he violated Los Yitzchak, big deal. What, but he's not a Rosh Nechamas? So why is the whole starting point, the Gemara is bending over backwards to dig up a rubber with a Maislech, with a Fagin and Dibur, a whole Chagadja. Why is the starting point that he's possible? There's no Rosh Nechamas here. So the Kvisharim have a jump on the Sugya. Hashem said, what happened to Rosh Nechamas? Well, not Rosh Nechamas. The Asher Becker was preceded by the Me'iri by a few generations, a few centuries. And the Me'iri says, you know, it's a cute kasha, but I'm not losing any sleep over this kasha. You know why? Because we all know that we paskin like Abai anyway. So Rosh Nechamas, not a Rosh Nechamas. Who cares? He's a Rasha. I mean, a Ratech is a Rasha. Last we checked, he's a Rasha. The guy who eats treifas is a Rasha also. The guy who eats at McDonald's is a Rasha. The guy who rice is a Rasha. The Ratzach is a Rasha. So according to Baye, I understand why he's possibly is. Why he should have been possibly is, but not for the Pagina Dibura aspect. So the Miri says, listen, maybe there are good theories of discussion. Maybe there are, maybe there are. I'm not sure. But I'm not going to waste too much time trying to find them because at the end of the day, we paskin like a Baye. So the question is an academic question, not a practical question. So the Miri leaves us hanging with the almost very real possibility that if Rava was paskiner in this case, Rava would have said, he's taka kosher liyedis. Rava would have said, yeah, he's taka not a Rosh Nechamas. Rabbi say, you have to think about this one. Do you hear what I just said? Do you hear what the Rishonim just asked? Do you hear what the Me'iri just intoned? Listen for a second what I just said, what the Me'iri just said. Ken zayin, this ritzeach is what? Is kosher liyedis. The bank robber is kosher liyedis. The guy who stole the stagecoach, he's possible. The guy who cheated in business is possible. The guy who figures a little bit, he's possibly Yedis. The Choladeh is Rosh Nechamas. The guy who killed somebody in cold blood is Kosher Yedis. I can't put my finger on that problem. I think I can. How can it be such a thing? How you talking? The mamash makes absolutely no sense. How can it be such a shita? So we have a work cut out for us, everybody say. We got to figure out a little bit who is a Russia, who's not a Russia. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
According to Chizish Iran, this kasha is a moot kasha, right? But we're not so that everyone bought it to Chizish Iran. We got work to do. So Rabbi Sai, think about this a little bit for tomorrow. Hayi tochin davar kazeh, according to Rava, that the Ganav, the Gazlan, is possible and the Ratech is kosher. Can there be okay or not? I'll mention tomorrow.